Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donald Evans. Please forgive us for our tardiness, for lateness, for coming on this morning. But it is an honor and a privilege, as always, to come in and join with you guys to be a part of the broadcast on this morning. Thank you so, so very much. We are so honored this morning to be a part of your part of your day on today. Again, apologize for our tardiness and our lateness, but we are on. We are here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with my lovely co-host, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. You guys forgive us. She's a little bit under the weather this morning, but we will continue and press on. I am so excited about today's show. It is Freestyle Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and as always, Freestyle Friday, we do things a little bit different on Freestyle Friday. We go in and we do some. We want you guys to come on in and just to jump in and be a part of this on this morning. Come on in. And remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. If you guys want to call in, press 1 to speak with the host. Press 1 to speak with the host. If you guys want prayer, if you guys want to share your testimony or whatever that may be. But on this morning, before we get started, let us go. Let's get a scripture together this morning. We will be in the book of Psalms this morning. This is actually one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 1. This is one of my favorite verses that I read. I love the book of Psalms. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3 on this morning. And it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doing, he meditate day and night." Verse 3 says, "And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. And his leaves also shall never wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper." Amen, amen, amen. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us go into prayer on this morning. Father, we thank you for your tender mercies, God. We thank you for your continual love and caring, God, and guiding us and meeting us, God, on every hand. Father, we thank you for just being a part of our life, God, being a part of our world. God, we thank you, Lord God, God, for allowing us to come today, God, to give our first fruit to you on this morning. God, to acknowledge you for who you are in our life, and that is God, and being in our life, God. God, we thank you for the word that you have sent, the strength of your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being the hope that lies within, God, being the strength that lies within, God, being the wisdom that lies within. God, we thank you, Father God, for all that you do. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand, God, your tender mercies, God, that is continually with us every day and all day. God, we thank you for guiding us and meeting us, God. We thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, we pray that you would touch them, God, and meet them, God, on every hand, God, whatever the situation or circumstance may be. Father, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. Father, we pray now, God, to make our tongue as the pen of the ready writer, to write on the hearts of your people of everything that's necessary and vital for their good success. And when it's all said and done, God, we will give your name the praise, the glory, the honor, and dominion that it deserves. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Before we go any further, let us acknowledge the countries that are listening to us. We thank you guys so much for that as well. The United States, of course, there is Canada, There is there's Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Guyana, Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. And we want to say thank you guys so very much for listening in. And again, as always, we know that in some of these countries, for them to listen to this gospel radio station, to listen to this gospel being preached, is it could very well mean their lives. And we thank you so much for taking that time out to listen. And we're constantly praying for you and for the country and for your efforts to become unified in your worship and belief in God. Amen. It is an honor, again, as always, just to come and just to share on the broadcast on this morning and to give to you guys our first fruit, which is the word. And we thank you so much for taking out your time of the day to just come in, no matter where you guys are listening to us at, whatever time zone you guys are listening to us at. We thank you so very much. Also, guys, we want to make sure that we mention to you guys that The Eden Center off of North Westside in Houston, Texas, is doing the COVID-19 test for those of you all who want to be tested for the COVID-19. For those of you all who want to be tested for the COVID-19 here in Houston, there is the Eden Center off of North Wayside. It is by appointments. It is by appointments only as well. It is by appointments only as well. Please to make your appointment. There's a link that is there's the flyer is on the Worldwide Gospel Connection website. Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. You could go there and you could connect on there and you could look on there and get the numbers and information to get yourself registered to be tested. Again, this is a mobile testing station. And they will test you by appointments only, That number and the website for you to go to is going to be on the flyer on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. Again, that's on the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. Please, ladies and gentlemen, those of you all who are interested in being tested for the COVID-19, please go to that website and click that website or either call and set up yourself an appointment. It is from 8 a.m. to, I believe, 4 p.m. It's either 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. I'm not absolutely sure, but please, those of you all who have not been tested and desire to be tested, please make that appointment, make that call, and get yourself tested. Remember, guys, that testing is volunteer. It's volunteer. Please remember this volunteer, but also those of you all who have, like I have in my family, we have grandchildren, and we have our parents, which are up in age, and we want to make sure that they are covered. Amen. Make sure that they are covered by doing our part as far as being tested and getting ourselves taken care of as far as knowing our status. God bless you guys again so very much for joining us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is an honor and a privilege. Again, my name is Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with my lovely co-host, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. We are here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. And remember, guys, this is the No Judgment Zone. This is the No Judgment Zone. You are here not by happen chance, but know that God has a plan. God has a plan for your life. And, you know, we have to be mindful of the plan that God has for our life. Amen. Quickly, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And we will be right back. And remember, you are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is Freestyle Friday. You guys tune in and stay tuned in because there is a shift for you in the atmosphere.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Lord have mercy. We are troubled. Y'all forgive me. I've been on mute all this time, and I've been working. Y'all forgive me. I apologize. Y'all forgive me. I went dead for a second. Forgive me. But here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not destroyed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest, not in our mortal flesh. Also, then, death works in us, but the life in you. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. So then, death works in us, the life in you. Can we deal with this place that we're in? Can we deal with the place where our lives, our situations and circumstances right now, everything around us, our whole being, our whole everything right now, the thing that we're in right now, it seems as if we just want to just lay down and die. We want to just throw in the towel. We just want to give up. We want to just give it all away. We just want to just say, you know, enough is enough. I'm done. I don't have no more power. I ain't got no more strength. Lord, I done prayed. I done called on your name. I done worked this thing out. I done sit up here and I done did everything that you told me to do. I done sit back and I done called out scriptures. I done put scriptures in my shoes. I'm sitting up here. I'm walking into this thing and I'm saying to myself, my God, what is really going on? And I begin to understand that this life that I'm living, the thing that I'm going through right now, is not come to kill me, but it's came to make me better. It came to make me better. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right quick. Let me tell you right. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, we're in 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That earthen vessel is talking about us. That it may be of God and not of us. We're going through this testing right now. We're going through all of this. Can I go ahead on and preach like I feel it this morning? We go through all of this that we go through. We go through all the pains and the hurt and the trials and the tribulations and the letdowns and the letouts and the fallouts and the mishaps and all the stuff that we experience and go through, and we're set back. Watch this here, and we mess around there, and we will miss what God is saying because we're focusing on where we are. We have to get so to the point to where we have to understand that the testing and the trials and the places that we in and the stuff that we are experiencing and how bad life may seem, how complicated life may seem, and all the stuff that we're going through, we're going through that because God is attempting to get the treasure that's inside of us out of us. We've been reading this scripture and have not understood it because, watch this, I didn't preach this. I didn't hear preachers preach this, but we missed that most important part right there. He said that he has this treasure in earthen vessels. And that earthen vessel that he's talking about is us. Watch this here. He messed around there and he says that it may be for be of God and not of us. So that means that God is trying to get something out of us so we can be able to bless somebody else, so we can be a strength to somebody else, so we can be a power to somebody else, so the glory of God may be revealed in us, that the power of God may be shown in us, that the help of God may be shown in us, that everything that we need to see, that this world needs to see, it be in us. Now watch this here. The reason why you're going through what you're going through, yeah, it's because you're trying, but because God wants what's in you to be able to bless somebody else. Come here, let's talk and let's be real. You're going through this storm, so when you're going through what you're going through, somebody else can see what's inside of you and glorify the God in you. I'm going to say that again. You're going through what you're going through so somebody can see that the God in you is glorified, and they can glorify the God in you. When you go through your storm in this life, know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you got to do is continue to understand that he is trying to press this treasure out of you. Watch, people of God. The olive press presses oil out of the olive. The more the press turns, God, you're messing them up. The more the press turns, the more the press turns, the more the press turns, the more the oil come out. And you're trying to figure out, how is it somebody can go through the storm? Help me, Holy Ghost. They can go through this storm called life. They can go through these trials and tribulations called life. They can go through these heartaches and pains called life. They can go through all of the tears and the fears of life. And they can go through all the ups and downs of life. They can go through all the broken places of life. They can go through all of the disappointments of life, and they can come out, and they can come out, oh, they can come out on the other side, and they don't take that long to get through it. I've been there, preachers. I've been there, apostles. I've been there, ministers. I've been there, men of God, women of God. I've been there. Watching folk walk out of there smelling like a daisy, and they'd have been through the storm and the rain. But see, the thing that we have to understand is this. Watch how God works. God presses out of us because there is a treasure that is greater in us than in this world. There is a treasure that is greater in us than in what we see and what we experience. Now, remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628 to call in. That number again is 563-999-368 to call in. Please call in. Please call in. That number again is 563-999-3628. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty earlier, but we are going to press on. Amen. We're going to press on. God has a plan and a purpose designed and orchestrated and set up for your life. We have to become mindful that the workings of God's hand in our life requires us to be pressed. Let me preach it to your happy place. Let me preach it to your destined place. Let me preach it to the place where all things are working for your good. Let me preach it to the place to where you have to understand that all things, I'm going to say it again, are working for your good. Why do you go through what you go through in this life is not because, watch this here, you've done anything wrong. God is trying to get the extra virgin out your life. If you ever go to the grocery store, you'll never see extra virgin corn oil. You'll never see extra virgin vegetable oil. You'll never see extra virgin canola oil, because they're going to press and get what's in it out. That's done. They're done with it. But see, you look at the virgin. You look at olive oil. Olive oil got cold press. Come on, let's preach. They got cold press. They got. Not only do they have cold press, but they also have. They got extra virgin, and then they got virgin. See. When you get to the extra virgin, that means that there's extra work. Come on, preacher. Come on, sit down. Come on, have a conversation with Pastor Douglas. It's Freestyle Friday. It's no judgment zone. I'm trying to help you to your happy place. Sometimes you have to go through the test of trials of life. You have to go through the burdens of life. You have to go through the hurts and the pains of life in order for you to get to where you need to be in God. Now watch this here. Watch. Now watch what verse. Watch what God did. He says in verse 8, we are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed. Now one translation. The King James translation. I love the King James translation. King James translation it just blows my mind. King James translation says it like this. He says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Ain't that something? The wording. Have you ever been perplexed? Have you ever been in distress? Have you ever been perplexed? Have you ever been one of those places, one of them times in your life? God help me. Let me preach this like I feel it. Have you ever been in one of those places in your life to where it seemed like there is no answer to what you're going through? There is no tribulation that you're experiencing. There is no wisdom to what you see. There is no comprehension to what you and you just perplexed. There is no definition to this. You can't explain this off. You can't find it in the Bible. I've never been in one of them experiences where you couldn't find it in the Bible. It was something similar to it, but you couldn't find what you was going through. And come on here, let me help me preach. Some of my preachers out there that's listening to me, you done been on that side where you tried to explain that thing off and you couldn't. Perplexed. Perplexed. You're just in despair. He says, we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Troubled on every side. Trouble. When I go to work, I got trouble. When I go home, I got trouble. When I get in the car and go to my friend's house, I got trouble. With this pandemic, I'm trying to get up. You're trying to go somewhere and trying to get somewhere and trying to be somewhere and you're troubled there. talk preacher, talk. You try to find silence at your homeboy house, and your homeboy he perplexed. He got trouble on his side. You try to go and sit somewhere, and you're sitting somewhere, and you're trying to get something just to calm your nerves. You just want to sit where you know and just catch your breath, and then all of a sudden you look around you, and all you hear is people arguing and fighting, trouble. And you're saying to yourself, Lord, what in the heebie-jeebies is going on right now? I don't understand why I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. I don't understand why I'm feeling the hurt and the pain and the despair that I'm feeling. Every part of us, every inkling of us, every distressing of us has a purpose behind it. We go through storms and rain so that we can become effective. We go through storms and rain so we can be a more perfect witness. We go through storms and rain so we can be able to be that sound counsel. We go through the storms and the rain so we can be that better, watch this here, preacher. We go through the storms and the rain. So when we look at the end of the road, at the end of the day, at the end of this situation and circumstance, that we can see God in it. Believe it or not, God is in it. It may not make sense right now. God help me. The death of your child didn't make sense. The loss of your job, the loss of your house don't make sense. The loss of your car don't make sense. Watch this. The loss of your mother, the loss of your father don't make sense. Good God from Zion. Watch this. The loss of your health doesn't make sense. But watch this here. It doesn't make sense now. But at the end, God will make that thing come together. All things work together for the good of them who are called according to his purpose. Let me help you with purpose. Let me help you with purpose. Let me help you with purpose. Purpose changes the mentality of an individual. 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 I'm going to say it again. Purpose changes the mentality of an individual. I'm going to tell you why purpose changes the mentality of an individual. Purpose changes the mentality of an individual because what it does is purpose finds you where you are, and purpose begins to work in you what you need to work in you and give you the strength to be able to stand in who you are and where you are and why you are who you are. Come on here. Help me preach just a little while. Come on, somebody. Just help me preach just a little while. See, everything in life that we experience is not designed to destroy us. It's designed to bring the perfect will of God out of us. We read the first part of the scripture that says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That is the excellency of God, that he may be glorified. We have to become more, the only word I could describe for it, was we have to become more attentive to the movings of God. Become more attentive to the movings of God, the shiftings of the atmosphere, the shifting of what's going on. Because what we'll do is we'll unintentionally lose momentum because of the storm that's in our life. Watch what the scripture says. He says, we are perplexed on every side, yet not distressed. We are persecuted, but not destroyed. perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Once he cast down, but not destroyed. Have you ever been in one of those places to where the enemy has pushed you to your limit? Where this thing has pushed you to your breaking point. It has pushed you to the point to where not only is the tears falling out your eyes, but your mind is wondering, how in the blue blazes did I wind up right here? What did I do? What was it that I missed in God? What was it that I said that made me miss the mark with God, that I'm at this place, this junction, this area of my life right now? What did I do? Lord. See, this part right here, he says, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. This place right here speaks to a very select group of people that's listening that's under the sound of my voice right now that have been hurt literally almost to the point where you cannot be repaired, because you done went through what you went through. You have experienced what you have experienced. You are crying your eyes out. You are crying so to the point to where you're broken inside, and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, you said, okay, God, yeah, this one right here. This one right here. It took a piece of my soul. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because see, we don't talk about this in church. We scared to talk about this in church. We don't want to acknowledge this in church. But I think that with the pandemic, we need to just go ahead on and start addressing the real deal. We just need to start just addressing the whole thing instead of messing around here and just playing with this situation. Instead of playing with it, we need to just go ahead on and just put this thing out here into the real place where it needs to be. We have been hurt so bad by people and by situations and circumstances. We become so timid in church. We become so timid with how we allow ourselves to be opened up before people. And it's not nothing against that individual person that's trying to help. And see, this is what I want to tell y'all, saints of God, the ones that are trying to help and you feel like you're being shunned away or you're being pushed away. Don't feel like that. Don't feel like that. Because let me help you to your happy place. Let me drive you to your destiny and push you to your purpose real quick. Let me give you hope in your time of hopelessness. Let me give you strength in your time of brokenness right quick. Let me help you real quick. That individual person that you're trying to help, they'd have been hurt so much. They'd have been let down so many times. They'd have been left on the curb for so long. What they did was they exposed themselves to people that they thought, watch this here, had their best interest at heart, but in actuality, they didn't have an interest at all in what was going on. They didn't even care. They were just there just to be there. They were just there to show up. They showed, come on, people, help me preach this morning. They just showed up for the milk and cookies. Can I help you? Oh, Lord. They showed up for the cookies and juice because you were having cookies and juice. You told them you were going to have cookies and juice, and so they always like, well, I'm just going to show up for the cookies and juice, because that's all they really wanted in the beginning was cookies and juice. Because watching the whole time, they've been eyeing the cookie and juice table. They weren't even paying attention to what you had going on. Watch. the preacher. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth. You are so hurt and so broken and so to the point to where you're just where the tears are just rolling down your face, and you're sitting there, and the world is trying to see what is it that you're going through. Why are you like that? Why you say you go to church? You say you believe in God. You say this. You say that. Let me help you with something, baby cakes. Let me help you to your happy place, guide you to your destiny, push you to your purpose right quick. Just because we in church don't mean that we don't hurt. Just because we in church don't mean that we don't have issues and circumstances. Just because we some of the reasons why we at church is because we got hurt in church. Come here, let's talk. The reason why we show up to church is because we got hurt in somebody's church. So now we have to find another church because the other church that we was at, they just took us for a whole another level of crazy. They took us for a whole, come here, let's talk and be real. They took us for a whole nother ride or a whole nother level, a whole bunch of bull crap, a whole bunch of nonsense, a whole bunch of tomfoolery. But see, the thing that we went through, we were thinking that it was actually working for us, but in actuality, it was taking a piece of us. We were hurting so bad, wounded. Wounded, and we hurt. And see, we packed this hurt from one house to the other house, and we're trying to get better, but we're so in this place of desolation. God, we're in a place of ruin. We're in a place of just unbelievable, unrecognizable, ununderstanding, uncomprehensible place of just nothingness, and we're trying to figure out how in the world did I get here so quick? We lose it. And then when they come and they try to help us, when they come and they try to be a sound counsel. Because we done heard so much of the stuff that sound like sound counsel. Because they've been lying to us this whole time. They've been saying this same stuff all this time. They've been using this word the whole time. But in actuality, it was nothing but lies. It sounded like the truth, but it was nothing but lies. And here we are, trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Can we get real deep for about 2 minutes? The person that's giving you this wrong information, they themselves were hurt and never recovered. I almost took off running in my own self office. I almost shot from one side of his office to the other. They themselves are hurt and in pain, and they're only operating in a place of hurt and pain. Come on, preacher, preach then. Preach. And they think what they're operating in is right, but in actuality, they're operating in hurt and they're operating in despair. They're operating in a place to where, watch this here, what will be considered as life, what will be considered as strength, what will be considered as power, what will be considered as joy, what will be considered as hope, what will be considered as an understanding of who he is in you, come on, has been depicted by somebody who themselves still have to come to a place of deliverance. See, my spiritual father said something to me some years ago. He said, deliverance, son, is a messy business. He said deliverance is a messy business because he said you have to look at deliverance the same way that the priest of the Old Testament had to go into the mercy seat. He said because everybody wants the mercy seat. They want to go behind the veil. They want to go into the holies of holy, but don't nobody want to deal with the sacrifice. Nobody wants to deal with the cutting and the bleeding. We want to bypass the cutting and the bleeding because what happens is, and the sacrifice in the Old Testament, in order for them to do the sacrifice, they had to bleed whatever sacrifice, watch this here, that they brought according to their sins. Can you imagine somebody committed a sin and they have to bring a bull, or they have to bring a goat, or they have to bring a sheep? And you have to gut this animal. You got to cut it and bleed it and drain it, cut it open, pull the skin off of it, put it on the brazen altar, cook it, take the sacrifice. They eat the sacrifice. And then you take the blood of the sacrifice and you put it on the horns of the altar. And then you got to go into the mercy. Now, all of this, you're doing all of this, and you're changing your garments. Oh, God, come on here, preacher, preach. You're changing your garments every time you have to do it because each stage requires a certain garment. Now, you got this one garment that's stained with blood. You have to go, you have to wash, clean yourself, change your garment. Watch this here. Take the blood, put it on the horns of the altar, go to the mercy seat, pray, and then come back. And do this all over again. Deliverance is a messy business. Because sometimes we get bleeded on for somebody else's stuff. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help y'all this morning. We get bleeded on for somebody else's mistakes. We get bleeded on for somebody else's hang-ups. We get bleeded on for somebody because of somebody else's misinformation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I understand now why I had to go through what I went through so I could become what you wanted me to become. I had to go through that. I had to experience that. I had to see that. I had to let this issue and circumstance in my life become the most important part of who God was, is, and shall be in my life. If I didn't go through it, I wouldn't be able to be effective witness. The thing that came that was meant to destroy me actually works in me. The thing that came to pull me apart was actually designed to bring me together. The thing that was designed to cause me pain was the thing that God created to cause me the most joy. Now, we're supposed to go to verse 11 that says, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Christ's sake." I just deal with that. "That the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Can I deal with that? The life of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. See, we go through what we go through so we can start to look more like Jesus. The more we die to this flesh, the more we look like him. Not in the physical, but in the mentality and in the spiritual of who he is. See, the more you put yourself to the side and let God be God and the devil be a lie, the more you put to the place of trusting who God is and where God is and what God is doing, the more effective you become to look like him. The more of you die, the more of him is resurrected inside of you. The more of you that you put on, watch this here, on the altar, on the floor, the more of you that you take off, the more of him you could put on. You know, it's like the summertime right now. It's summer. It's summertime right now. You wouldn't go out in the summer. You wouldn't go out right now in a winter coat. You wouldn't go out there with no fur coat on. You wouldn't go out there with no hoodie on and no sweatpants. You wouldn't go out there just like that with no gloves and no scully on. Because you're out of sync. Come on, preacher. You're out of season. You're out of season and out of sync. I'm gonna say that again. You're out of season and you're out of sync. Because what happens now is you're walking in a place to where God is trying to get more of him to be a part of you. And the more he's trying to get a part of you, watch this here, the more of the mortal man you want to keep on. You want to keep this mortal man. God said, "I'm trying to get your mind right," but you still want to have the mind that I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to do my own thing. It's an old song that they say, "It's your thing, I'll do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to." Y'all remember that song? "It's your thing, baby." Mm-hmm. That song right there. That's the reason why so many people in the body of Christ right now is infected, because we want to do our own thing. We won't take the inoculation of Jesus in our life. Ah, preacher, preacher, preacher. We don't want to take the inoculation of Jesus. We don't want to take the whole role. We don't want to take the role and partake of this role and put this role into our system and let the word of God run through our veins that we become more like him. And the more we inject of Jesus, the more like him we look. The more we inject of Jesus, the more powerful we become. The more we inject of Jesus, when storms and rain come in our life, we can overcome it. Now, I'm not saying that there's never going to be something that's going to hit you and knock you off your feet. I'm not going to tell you that every day after you, when you do this, every day is going to be cloudy. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. I'm not going to tell you that lie. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be lollipops all over the place and you're just going to have a grand old time in the Lord. No, I'm not going to lie to you like that. There are going to be times that life is going to come and it's going to hit you with everything it got. But watch what God will do. God will show up in your life and be the word of strength and the word of power and the word of deliverance for you when you put more of him on. Okay? Trying to hear him rush to a close, y'all. Trying to hear him rush to a close. It says that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh, so that then death works in us, but life in you. Now, in order for you to understand this, I have to break this down for you. He says, so then that death works in us. Let's pause right there. Death works in us. In other words, the more that you die, the more effectively you can be for somebody else. See, because if you come in, let's talk and be real. If you come into the situation and you got this Molly mild mind situation about it, and you're not gonna deal with it. The only way I can describe it, Jesus, I guess I'm gonna have to describe it the way I see it. You got this Molly mindset that you're just gonna roll it out. I'm just gonna roll on with it. I'm just gonna go ahead on. I'm not gonna trip. I'm not. But instead of you going to it and being aggressively in your mind, saying, "Okay, let me see how I can work this thing out," because I have to die to me. Because I can't. Because see, we can speak. We can speak and mess it up. But if we allow God to speak through us, we can be a more effective vessel when we allow God to speak through us. But we have to be an effective vessel. We have to let God work through us, work in us, and work it out of us. Amen? So I said all that to say this. In order for us to be the example that we need to be, we need to die. The Apostle Paul said, "I crucified my flesh daily. I have to put my flesh on the cross daily. In order for you to see God in me, I have to first mimic the God that's in me. I have to let you see that. I have to die. I have to be transparent. I have to be the one to set up and say, okay, here I am. I'm broken, I'm battered, I'm bruised. I'm in pain. But I know that you could do what you said you're going to do. I know you can move by your power. I know you can move by your strength. I know that you would do what you said you'd do. You allow me to see the best in me. You allow me to see the best in me every day because I die to myself every day. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are your hosts, Pastor Donnell Douglas and Minister Kashima Douglas.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
I did.
It doesn't
matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
To the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and it is time for our Overcomers Prayer and Scripture. Overcomers Scripture will be coming from Romans 10 and 9. Romans 10 and 9, and says in the King James Version that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, if you confess the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe in your heart If you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, if you believe in your heart that he has raised you, raised him from the dead, this is an affirmation to you this morning. This is an affirmation to you this morning. Those of you who are seeking a deeper relationship with God this morning, I want to invite you into a relationship with God. I want to invite you into a relationship with God. God has a plan for your life. I get where you are right now. You're confused. Some of you are going through trials and tests right now. That does not make any sense. I just got through talking to you guys about this place, a place called Perplexed, a place called Despair, a place of called being cast down. I talked to you about these places today. But I want to share with you the strength of God. I want to share with you the strength of God. I want to share with you an opportunity to become more effective in a relationship and in a walk with the Lord. More effective relationship and walk with the Lord. I want to extend to you this opportunity and this chance to become more effective in who God is in your life and where God is in your life, to recover and restore you to your better place. God has worked some things out for your life. He has put some things into place. He has put some things together and made some things for surely clear that all things are working together for your good. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So with me, just go ahead and pray this prayer, a very simple prayer, not complex, not complicated. Just pray this prayer with me. Just lend your hearts and pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I confess you with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. And for that, Father, I say thank you. I ask you to be a part of my life. I turn from my wicked ways, and I give myself over to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, thank you so much for praying that prayer. Thank you so much for praying that prayer for it with us. We give to you this opportunity every day. Those of you all who have confessed that Jesus is Lord of your life now, go to the Facebook page and go to Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and post on there that you have given your life to Christ. Just acknowledge that you have given your life to Christ. Put on your own Facebook page, I am saved by the blood of the Lamb. I'm anything. Just say that I've given my life to Christ. Just put on there, I've given my life over to Jesus. On this morning, we thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you giving your life over to Jesus. There are a few keys that we want to share with you before we get off the line with you this morning. One of the most important things we want to make sure that you know is that we are here for you. This Gospel Radio Station, we are not going anywhere. We are not going anywhere. We are so appreciative to you guys for joining and jumping on and being a part of this broadcast on a day-to-day basis. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this place that you have given to us. And we thank you for the opportunity to speak life to you on today. We thank you so very much for that. Also, we want to make sure that we give you these three keys. In this pandemic, you really cannot go to a church, but those churches that you are looking to stream online, look for a church that is giving you strength. Look for a church that is giving you power. Look for a church that someone that the pastor or preacher is living the word, not only just preaching the word, but living the word. Get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a Bible that this is key number three. Get yourself a Bible that you could get the Word of God in your life. Get you a good Bible and start reading your Bible. That Word will change your life. that word will change your life. The more you apply that word to your life, the stronger and more powerful you'll get. Amen? Amen. So we'll share some more information that is coming up in the future here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, we want to go ahead on and pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests either via the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, or maybe you went in and you shared it in the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, or you may have went to the Blog Talk Radio comment section and placed your prayers there. We do receive those prayers when you go there and submit those prayer requests. We want to go ahead on and intercede for those prayer requests. Now, I know that some of you under the sound of my voice this morning, you're saying, well, Pastor, I have not had an opportunity to share my prayer requests, but don't worry, we got you covered. We're going to pray for you as well, those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests into the broadcast on this morning and the ones that want to. Now, when we are through with the broadcast, please feel free to go to any of those, please feel free to go to any of those broadcast sites and submit your prayer requests there. We will continually pray for you through that avenue. God bless you so much for doing that. We love you for doing that, and we will continue to strengthen and encourage you when you do that. Amen. Let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you to pray for those that are under the sound of our voices, Father God. God, we thank you for your strength, your mercies, and your graces, God, which is continual, God, that it will not, cannot, and shall not, God, fall to the ground. It will continually to be the wisdom and the power and understanding and grace and mercies, God, that go forward and strengthen these, your people, under the sound of my voice. God, we thank you for the opportunity of grace and mercy that shows up on a day-to-day basis, God, and give us the understanding that through hope and through the prayers, God, that we pray, God, on this broadcast, God, those that submit their prayer requests, God, that you would move upon it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would touch each individual person, situation by situation, circumstance by circumstance. God, no matter what that issue or circumstance may be, Father, we lift that prayer up to you today. God, and we say that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask us. And God, we trust you beyond, God, our capabilities of who we are. God, we realize that it is in you we live, it is in you we breathe, it is in you that we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we are, God, strengthened daily, God, by just yours, by just being a part of our life, God, by you just walking in, God, and showing yourself strong and showing yourself mighty. God, we thank you for the lifting of the heads of those, God, with hung down heads, God, and burdened hearts, God, throughout, God, this pandemic and throughout this situation, God, just throughout life in general. Father, we pray that you would touch them, God, God, and move on them only like you know how. God, give them to know that even in this, God, you are able to do what you said you're going to do. God, you're going to bring them into the fullness of who they are. Thank you for your continual grace and your continual mercies, God, that is renewed to them day by day. God, we thank you for your wisdom and your power, God, that exceeds, God, their capability of believing and understanding that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, God, we cannot do anything. Without you, God, we are, God, just a kite or a flag, God, whipping in the wind. God, we thank you for stabilizing us, God. God, and keeping our minds and our hearts, God, continually, God, connected to you and walking in you. God, we pray for those that are on the front line, God, that is dealing with this ever-increasing pandemic. God, all of our nurses and doctors, God, all of our healthcare workers, God, all of our home health care givers, God, we pray for them, God, all of our daycares, God, we lift them up to you, God. We lift up, God, all of our judicial systems, our mayors and our governors across this country. God, we lift up the police officers, and God, we lift up all of the different branches of the police, our police department. God, we lift them up to you. God, we pray, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength, God, do for them, God, what only you can do, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, we thank you for every preacher and every pastor, every apostle, every minister, every evangelist, God, that is preaching this gospel across this world. God, we pray for them, God. God, pray their strength and their power and their grace and their mercies over their life. God, we pray that you will continually be, God, the word of wisdom and a word of strength to them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we will be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let it know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am.
Amen, amen, amen. I give myself away. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to give ourselves away. We have a caller online that wanted to speak. Sister Brittany, are you there?
Yes, I'm. Good morning, Pastor Douglas, Lady Douglas. I just want to say all this week has definitely been a blessing. And on today, that the word did confirm how, as in Christ, we come in Christ, it's the all glitz and glam. You just think, if I can just ask Jesus for anything, and I just get it. That's how the relationship, you know, seems. But when you go through it, I just want to just say that a lot of people don't talk about the trials and tribulations, living low with him in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that effect and you have to learn by trial and learn the truth of God by trial, it was discouraging, but it's also, like you say, it's encouraging because I know if God can bring me through this, he can bring me through anything else.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
So because I stated, as I've been through many churches, it was just like a microwave, get baptized and get out the water. And it wasn't really taught the real stuff, you know, and Jesus did talk about that too as well. And, you know, he ended up with just 12 disciples. So, yeah.
You know,
I just want to make a comment because it blessed me.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the things that that I want to share with you real quick is that the reason why so many people will pop from one church to the next church is because there isn't anything that's being given to them when they come to that place of hurt and of pain. You know, you come hurt and you leave hurt because nobody never addressed that part. We shout the church down, but we don't deal with the fact that, okay, this person is leaving here going home to an abusive marriage, or this person is going home to be to a house that ain't got no food in it. This person leaving going home and don't have, you know, they lights are off, you know, and I get it. We cannot help everybody that's going through, but we could extend ourselves to the point to where, you know what, help me help somebody else. You know, I'm gonna stand in with this, and I'm gonna help this person here. I'm gonna stand in here and help this person there, and we become a community. And I think that's the reason why the church has gone into this place of quarantine, because we have to learn how to be a community again. The old church was the same hospital. You know, you go in there and you are hurt. You got what you needed back then. It was a effect that was in the church. It was an effectiveness in church to where we put ourselves in those places, but God came in, he restored us. We were going through a storm, but God came in and gave us strength to stand. We were in a place where our face was filled with tears, but then we were found joy as we released it ourselves unto God and let God do it. And then there are people with hands that moved the word of God forward. You know, God doesn't need us to do anything, but watch him. That's how you open up the doors for the blessings for God to pour into your life, because he see you willing and obedient to do what needs to be done. You know, and that's one of the things that what you said today is very profound. What you said today was very profound. And thank you for sharing that on this morning. God bless you. And again, continue to listen in, continue to also share the broadcast. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty this morning trying to get everything together. But we were about maybe about 5-10 minutes in. I was like, oh Lord, wait a minute, hold on, something going wrong. So we had to kind of like come back and bring that thing into focus and just keep on going. Amen. So God bless you. And we look forward to you listening in again. Amen. So God bless you guys so much. Thank you for listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628 for you guys to call in to ask for prayer, or if you have a testimony you want to share, or you just want to come on in and just listen in. Please feel free to do that. You can also listen in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on the broadcast. That we play, you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection, Blog Talk Radio, Worldwide Gospel Connection, and then click the link, and you can listen in live on the broadcast there as well. Also, remember, those of you all who would desire to sow on this morning, if you desire to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, if the Lord has laid it on your heart to sow a seed of any size, we will be greatly appreciative. We will pray and ask the Lord to restore unto you that you have sold a thousandfold. Listen, we ain't got no blessed rope soap on the rope. We don't have no gimmicks. We ain't got no. We are a people who believe that when you sow into good ground, that it brings forth fruit into your season and into your life. We believe in that. We don't give you any gimmicks, because first off, God is not a gimmick. You know, what God does, God does. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think we have sown in places for people and have seen the residual blessings where we have sown because we've done it in obedience. So if the Lord is laying it on your heart to sow, please feel free to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And that is $WGC2020. That number, that Cash App again, that's the Cash App, is $WGC2020. That's the Cash App. If you desire to sow whatever the Lord lays on your heart to sow, please feel free to sow. Again, that is Cash App, $WGC2020. Sow into the ministry. And again, we will pray over your seed, that the seed that you sow, you shall receive a blessing, and God will pour into your life. Now, also remember, guys, we have openings for commercial ads. We have commercial ad openings. Go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Gmail account. Go there, leave your name, your number, and we will definitely call you back to get with you. Again, we have openings for commercials. We will do a commercial for you on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We have some things in the works to get some stuff going as well, to help us and aid us with some extra things that we're getting ready to do as far as that. Please, again, contact us at the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com by leaving your name and your telephone number in that ad, and let us know that you would like for us to call you for a commercial. We thank you so very much. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again. And let the peace of God continue to guide your life and keep you and protect you and watch over you is our prayer. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
the church
say,
amen.